The opinions expressed on this edition of Pensacola Expert Panel are not necessarily those of News Radio 92.3 AM 1620, but rather the opinions of the sponsor, Claimology, with host Matthew Vandeford.
Snow,
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 snow.
It won't be long before we'll all be there with snow.
Snow.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And yes, I'm going to play the snow song because I may never get to play it again for another 100 years. So there we go. And I snorted. Oh, no. Anyway, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, 92.3. And my expert this morning, so happy he's calling in too, is Matthew Vandeford with Claimology. Good morning, Matthew.
Hi, how are you, Meg?
I'm good. Are you snuggled in at home right now? I'm a little jealous.
No, actually on the road. Was trying to make it into the station to be on the radio with you, but the 3 Mile Bridge was closed, and I believe that just the news just said it'll be open very soon. So that's good for everybody in the Gulf Breeze, Pensacola area. That's awesome.
Absolutely. Well, be careful while you're driving around. You may want to pull over and just talk, on the side of the road. I don't want you to get in trouble now.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thankfully it's hands-free, so yeah, we're good for that.
Okay,
but
good.
It's really cool to watch and take a look at the snow that we've got going around. It's been an amazing winter. This has been really cool, once in a lifetime, right? This winter wonderland.
This is really
a lot of fun.
Yeah, they said they haven't had this kind of the last record was 3 inches of snow in Pensacola in 1895.
Oh my gosh!
And we got almost.
Yeah.
I think they're saying officially 8 inches. I think it was 8.6, maybe something like that. Almost 9 inches of snow. It's unbelievable.
That's amazing. The other day I was going to take the kids out. I was like, let's go snow hunting. I was like, let's go to Louisiana. I know they've got snow in Louisiana. Then the snow came to us. I'm like, oh, we don't have to go snow hunting.
No.
It came right to us. This is great.
Did you take
yeah,
it? Did
we
you
had a lot of fun.
Did you build a snowman?
We did. We did snowballs, and we actually have a little hill.
Uh-huh.
Like in the neighborhood where the skate park is. And so we actually went sledding. The whole neighborhood was out. It was so much fun.
It's yeah. awesome. What about snow angels?
Yeah.
Did you do a snow angel?
Snow angels. Yes. The kids did snow angels. I did not do a snow angel this year, but they did. They did a snow angel. It was
perfect.
Super cute. They got that on video. It was
yay.
A lot of fun.
Yeah. It is a once in a lifetime thing. And it was just great. I have some adult friends that seeing their eyes light up like little kids, they definitely had gone back to being 10 years old. Because some people that have lived here their whole lives have never seen snow other than, you know, those little flurries that don't really count, but nothing like this.
Yeah, this is a legitimate snowfall. So this is really, really fun.
Well, great. Okay.
Yeah, and so thankfully, like everyone here, they are hopefully they're surviving the storm and staying in and not getting out in the roads. The roads have been kind of a little bit nuts and just taking some safety precautions and doing what's necessary. There's been some damage that I've seen posted online from some of the snowfall in people's houses. And so it's all really important. So most Floridians aren't sure what to do and how to stay warm. Unfortunately, there was a fire over in Creighton.
And
that was just from a space heater. So people are going to do the things that are necessary to keep themselves warm. A lot of times this is when accidents happen. So make sure if you're going to run some additional heating, some people put kerosene, they light some kerosene up and they'll have kerosene heaters. I mean, just the fumes alone and that can really do some damage to you. So if you're going to use some alternative fuel sources to heat yourself up, make sure you're mindful. Make sure you blow your candles out. Make sure you get some ventilation. If you're using a generator, if you've lost some power, just make sure those fumes are outside of the house too, as well, because that happens to people when they get into emergency situations from things like. But this is an emergency situation for this area.
Absolutely.
And from things like tornadoes and things like that. So you have to be very, very mindful of how you're taking precautions to protect yourself. So that's something that we like to kind of put out there as a message for the people, as a public service announcement that, hey, make sure you do what's necessary, keep yourself together, keep yourself well, and especially with the mental mindset of how to deal with things like this. Some people get a little nuts, too, because their routines are shut down.
Mm-hmm.
And when the routines are broken, a lot of times that's when stress builds up. And all of a sudden, the things that we rely on, like transportation, getting back and forth to work, I mean, a lot of people live paycheck to paycheck, day-to-day work. They need that work every single day to make ends meet. And when those things aren't happening and they're stuck inside, stress builds and then tension happens. And then, so that's when we kind of see some things freak out.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully during this time period, people can take a pause and just reflect on that this is a temporary situation. It's not permanent. We'll get through it. And like anything, any damage or anything that occurs in life, most oftentimes it is a temporary thing. The pain and the suffering might seem very, very permanent. But again, hindsight is 20/20, and in 5 years and 5 weeks and 5 days, perspectives will be different, and we'll be back to routine. So that was just something I'd like to kind of put out there for people to kind of get their mental mindset right during this time period. Is, hey, if you're off of work, go enjoy it.
Right.
Go take a walk outside and go throw a snowball. Go make a snow angel. Go stick your tongue on a pole. See if it really does.
Oh, no,
stick.
Don't do that.
Drink some hot water.
Okay, your advice was really great up to that point, and I'm going to have to say no, you don't want to do that. We're listening, talking with Matthew Vanderfort with Claymology here on Pep Talk on, well, I guess it's a snow day for just about everybody. So let's get to talking a little bit about Claymology, because as you said, there you are a state licensed insurance a public adjuster, and you do so much for people that may need your help. So, and I know last time when you came in, you had some things you wanted to talk about specifically, but maybe first of all, Matthew, just tell us a little bit about your company and what you do and the services you offer in case someone is not familiar with you.
Sure. Yeah. We always like to recap what Claymology does. And as Claymology, you mentioned that we are a licensed state public adjuster. So we're licensed to the state, background fingerprinted. And we have to carry insurance too, as well, a bond to make sure that we're accredited through the state and that we're capable to perform the services. The only thing that we are not able to do is litigate claims. So I want to kind of back that up. As a public adjuster, we're able to read and interpret policy. We're licensed to do that. We're able to effectively present scope. And what scope is kind of like a broad term for the overall overarching theme of what the damages are. And then we're also able to talk about the costs and how those things are interpreted through the policy and how they apply to each individual loss. So effectively, we're able to come alongside of an insured and be an advocate to speak on their behalf. We don't take the place of the insured, but we come up alongside of them to make sure the insurance companies are looking at the policy fairly, looking at the damages properly. And then when we present that information, to help the insurance companies understand why, if there is coverage, why coverage should be applied. And if there's not coverage, we'll help the insured understand that, hey, listen, this is why you don't have coverage. You might have a policy issue. You might have an endorsement issue. You might have a long-term maintenance wear and tear issue that you just have neglected the home. And that's one of the first and foremost things that an insured should understand, is that if you want to file a successful claim, and that's all that we're here to do, is help people file successful claims. And what is a successful claim? A claim that you get paid on. And that's not a fraudulent claim. Fraudulent claims are fraudulent claims. Our goal is to present successful claims. And a successful claim is a valid, covered loss that you are indemnified. And then indemnity is just a long-term big word. It just basically means to bring you back to pre-loss condition. Like it never happened. So if you have water damage in your home and it's covered, if you've had snow on your house and the next thing you know, you've got water leaking into your home and you're like, well, wait a second, how did that happen? Well, we've had some recent storms that have passed through the area. You might have had a storm that caused damage to your shingles that you didn't know about because there wasn't a significant amount of water to get through the damage. You might have creased and torn shingles. And so that's what we're here to help the insurance companies look at fairly, and to help them understand, hey, this is the reason why these claims should be covered. And so all of these come at, there's no cost to the insured up front. We work on a contingency fee basis, meaning that if we're not able to help you get recovery, we are not compensated. So if we work 100 hours on a claim and there is no payout, there's no cost for the insured. And so our goal is to make sure, number one, that if it's legitimate, you get compensated for it. And what does that look like? So the easiest thing to do if you have questions is to look at claymology.com, look at us online, and then send an email out to us through the website or give us a phone call. And if you have questions about, hey, does my policy cover that? We don't sell insurance, so we have no dog in the fight when it comes to interpreting your policy and whether you should have coverage. If you have a bad policy, bad policy by limiting policy, we're helping a gentleman take a look at his renewal and there's a huge water damage exclusion endorsement on there, limiting endorsement, which means he will have a limited recovery with certain types of water damage. And so those are things that will help people become aware of, because a lot of times people will pay these premiums looking for to save a couple of $100s, but in reality, they're limiting their recovery, and they're really exposing themselves to a lot of risk unnecessarily just to save a few dollars. So there's a lot of things that we're able to do for Floridians and to help them understand what a covered loss is, and if you have damage, should you file a claim? Sometimes people have damage and they shouldn't file a claim because their deductibles may be very, very high, or they just may want to pay out of pocket because the damage isn't that significant. So we're not here to look to file claims. We're here to help people understand, number one, is the damage to the property that they have, is it a covered incident under their policy? And two, does it make sense to file a claim? And three, what are the steps to do that and what are the ramifications?
If you're just joining us, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, and talking with Matthew Vanderford with Claimology. If you have a question for him specifically about your policy, it'll be interesting to see what claims may come out of this recent incident with the snow. You can text it in this morning at 850-437-1620. And Matthew, you had mentioned to me that with this 2025, we've coming into some new, a new year, a new, new president. How are things going to be affected on your end in terms of insurance and what's happening going forward in the market?
Well, over the last few years, the laws have drastically changed that have been very pro-insurance company and very anti-consumer. So they've stripped away a lot of benefits the insureds had to combat or to stand up against what the insurance companies have said, especially with what are called wrongful denials or undeductible denials. There's a huge underlying premise of what's called good faith. And that's just a national thing. That's an industry standard term, good faith, of how insurance policies and how insurance claims should be settled in what's called good faith. And what that means is that the laws have always stated case laws that if there's an ambiguity in the policy language, their discrepancy of coverage should fall to the side of the insured. That's the way it should be interpreted. That if there is even a question about, well, is it covered? Is it not covered? Should we not do it? The real issue is in good faith, it should fall to the heir on the side of the insured that, yeah, the insurance company should make all good faith attempts to find coverage for their policyholders. Because the reality is that people are paying premiums for a promise of coverage. And insurance companies over the last couple of years, through intensive lobbying and aggressive measures in changing legislation, have been able to strip away laws that have been on the books for a very long time that have helped Floridians recover when they've had to take their insurance carrier to court and against when they've gotten an undeductible or a wrongful denial coverage issue. So this is how it's affected, and we see that being played out now, especially over the last couple of years where we've had about six or seven homeowners insurance companies that have basically become insolvent, filed bankruptcy for lack of better terms, that where the states had to pick them up. And because of that, the insurance companies now that are in the Florida market are really digging their heels in like I've never seen before with what are called below deductible denials or just denying claims outright, making the insured force the issue. And it's like, well, how do we do that? How do we get the insurance company to say yes when they've said no, especially when they provide all of this type of language in the policy that says, this is the reason why it's excluded, and this is the reason why it's excluded, and this is the reason why you don't have coverage. A lot of those things don't apply. And I wouldn't be saying that on the radio if it weren't true, because it happens all the time. I'm not, and again, you could just say, hey, he's blowing smoke, and a lot of people just say things to say things, but the reality is doing this business for a long time and seeing what happens every day to insureds, Floridians specifically, it's unfortunate. So you may have a thing like a burst pipe right now because of the frozen. You might have a frozen pipe right now, and all of a sudden the weather starts to thaw. This is when the frozen pipes start to come out. When the weather starts to thaw and that ice is expanded and it's caused cracks in the pipe, and insurance companies might come out and say, oh, this is a maintenance issue, we're not covering it, or there's no significant damage, and we're not covering it. And this is a true story. We had an insurance company a long time ago, and this was a state-run insurance company that denied coverage because they didn't see the damage because the pipe had broken underneath the flooring. And even though that the flooring itself had not been broken up because for access by the plumbing company, because that's what they have to do. The plumbing company has to come in typically and chip away the flooring and open up the floor to get in to fix the plumbing issue. They hadn't done that yet, but the pipe had burst, and we'd found the leak and located the leak with the help of a plumber and leak detection company. And that being said, the plumbing pipe itself is a covered component of the home. That's a break. So there should be coverage there. The carrier should open up coverage, even if they say, hey, there's not a lot of damage right now, and supplement the damage when there is more, when the plumbing issue becomes resolved. They just flat out denied the claim. And we had to get a supervisor on the phone, and they denied the claim. And then we asked to speak to their supervisor, and we got all the way up to what's called the VP. And the VP of the company basically stated, hey, we're not going to cover this, and we tell the people to deny claims. And this is the true story. And I was like, whoa, are you kidding me? And this was on a recorded line. And I don't know if I've expressed this story before on the air, but this is what happens. This is a covered loss. And so, unfortunately, litigation had to go forward and to get the claim covered. And this is just an unfortunate situation. And I'm not trying to create something that's unique or bigger than life or to make a big, scary monster in the room. But the reality is, if you file the claim, whether it's a car insurance claim for your car that got damaged, you probably didn't like the way the insurance company handled the situation. Most oftentimes, more than not, people are not happy when it comes to the claims being settled. And so if you are happy, that's wonderful. If the insurance companies have said something to you that make you question what they're saying, that's what we're here for in Claimology. We're here to help level the playing field. We're here, and if that's why we're licensed through the state. That's why the state has approved our services in the industry as recognizing us as the ability to help the insured as a valued service to make sure that they have a voice and they're being treated fairly. And I think that's important, that even the state recognizes the validity of what we do. And we're just not out here storm chasing. We're not out here to say, hey, you know, ambulance chasing. That's not what we're doing. We're here to say, hey, if you've suffered damage, before you even file a claim, contact a public adjuster. See what the steps are. Read your policy carefully, because once you file a claim, you might have started a clock that you weren't even aware of, that you have to file certain things within a certain time period. And if you don't do that, you could void your ability to recover. And that's the last thing that you want to do, because
right.
You just didn't know.
Well, and the devil's
and
in
so
the
that's
details.
What we're in the business.
You know, really reading that fine print. I had a claim during Ivan years ago, and it got it to be a battle between whether it was wind or water and who covered it. And it was, just, and I had not read the fine print. I didn't realize that there was a certain way to ask for the claim, the certain way of language that needed to be used in writing that claim. So those are the kinds of things that you have so much knowledge about. And it's hard to keep up with the regulations. It really is.
And it's not just the regulations, the policies change so fast.
Mm-hmm.
And over the last year and a half, policies have changed so dramatically with wind exclusions, with limiting endorsements, with water damage limiting endorsements, with limited fungal endorsements, with roof damage endorsements. I mean, with limiting scope of how much a roof is covered. It's amazing the insurance companies, what they're doing to really keep all the pennies in their pocket. And at the same time, it subsequently hurts Floridians when they choose these policies, because there's not a lot of options anymore.
Right.
I mean, you ask any Floridian, what am I supposed to do? I mean, they're just, hey, I have to find insurance, unless you just let your mortgage company take it over. And that's called a forced place policy. But even then, there's limiting coverage, and it's usually a little more expensive. But in today's market, it might actually be cheaper than actually going out to get private insurance. That's just the reality. It's kind of weird. This whole insurance market's really weird right now in Florida.
Well, it's hard to navigate, so it's good to have someone like you as an advocate to help you navigate those waters, because it's not easy, that's for sure. And it should get interesting, Matthew, with what's happening right now. I'm wondering, people that will have claims, I don't even know if my policy has a snow policy.
Well, the policy that involves snow.
I was like, wait a minute. If I have snow damage, am I covered?
Well, there's exclusions for the weight of snow, ice and snow. Sometimes exclusions for that. So all the policies, you have to read these policies, you have to look at it. And just because you might have an exclusion in one point in the policy doesn't mean you have coverage for another port. Like 100% of your claim might not be covered. 50% might be covered. You might have a portion of it that's not covered because your endorsement excludes it, but you might have something that's called an ensuing loss provision, which means, hey, even though this portion of the loss isn't covered, any ensuing loss that's not specifically excluded is a covered loss. So that's what we'll help you find. We'll help you look for those areas. And our goal as a public adjusters are just to look, hey, is there language in the policy that covers the loss? That's all. And if there is, how does this apply to your property? How does this apply to your business? Is there coverage, and what is the amount that you should be awarded? And then we help draft estimates. We help get experts involved, from engineers to general contractors to mitigation experts, so that way people are able to have a robust report presented to the insurance company and say, hey, these are what the damages are. Here's what we're asking to be compensated for, and will you help us out? And that's all we're here to help them out. We can bring the insurance company to the table. We can't make them eat. Just like you can't make your kitty. I like to use that analogy. You can make dinner for your children, but if they hold their breath and they pass out, hey, that's what happens. So sometimes,
it's not easy.
That's where we come as. Well, yeah, no, it's not.
We've got just about 2 or 3 minutes left here. So is there anything you'd like to mention today, Matthew, for Claimology?
Yeah, absolutely. Especially when it comes to typical claims, and we touched on it a little bit last time with hurricane claims. Over a third of claims have been paid without denied without payment. So that's huge. So that's just typical and standard of the insurance companies. So just be aware that if the insurance company says no, reach out to us at claimology.com. That's claimology.com. And just reach out to us. We're on Facebook too as well. And you can kind of get some details and ask some questions. And we're more than happy to help you.
And I do have the 888 number here, 888-774-7557. That's the toll-free number, correct?
Yes. That's the toll-free number. You can reach us throughout the state there. And, the easiest thing is probably if you're online and you just have the ability, you can just go right to it on the phone. You can just email, send us a little question, and we're happy to get back to you. And so we're able to handle all the claims all throughout the state of Florida, from Pensacola all the way to the Florida Keys. And so we help people adjust claims from Jacksonville all the way down through Orlando, through Tampa, through the flood and storms. So if you're in this area and you're hearing this and you have a question, feel free to reach out to us, and we will do our best to help you understand what your policy says and if there is coverage available for you. And if there is, we'll be in your corner.
And the good news is that you can do that. You don't charge a fee for a consultation. So if someone can come to you with questions, it's not until later on down the road that they are compensated.
Correct. So through this storm, like just here recently in Pensacola and through the Panhandle, like if you've got snow damage, water damage, if you notice things happening in your property in the next couple of weeks, give us a call. We'll come out. We'll take a look at it. And there's no fee. There's no cost for us to do that.
Okay, that sounds great, Matthew. We've been talking with Matthew Vanderford with Claimology. The website, claimology.com, and the toll-free number, 888-774-7557. This is Pep Talk with Meg, Pensacola's expert panel on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Thank you, Matthew, for calling in this morning. Stay warm and cozy.
Thank you, Meg. You too. Stay safe out there.
All right. Thanks so much.